Are you ready to learn the only real solution to the mortgage crisis? Get ready, listen, and learn the truth that knowledge is power, that knowledge is safety, and that knowledge is happiness and security. You have joined the movement and are now tuned into Mortgage In-Game Radio with your host, KC.
Here we are again, another day, and I'm over the top today. I can tell you, this is unbelievable, the news that's coming in lately. Well, before I forget, you're here with Mortgage Endgame Radio. I'm your host, KC, and welcome to Mortgage Endgame Radio. Today is Thursday, January 3, the 3rd of January, 2013. And if you're joining us for the first time today or you've just tuned in recently, you're with Mortgage Endgame Radio and MortgageEndgame.com. You can go to MortgageEndgame.com and you can go there and get the latest information regarding what we do and exactly what we intend to do. With that, the best place to go is click on the home page when you get there and read about the problem and the solution. And if you're a homeowner, or if you're not a homeowner, perhaps you're a mother or a father or concerned about their children. They just bought a house. You have friends or neighbors. Go to the Are You Compromised icon and tell your friends and family that that's where they should go to understand what is going on. Send them our way to the radio show and let them understand truly the depths of the fraud, the evil that we have embroiled ourselves into at this point. And that's why I said I'm over the top today, because some of the latest news over the last couple of days just really puts it in perspective, and I think that we've gone over the edge at this point. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to explain this a little bit as to why I think that and why I think as to where we're headed here. And obviously it's not good. So those of you that are believing, that may be listening to this program, and you're like, I don't want to hear any bad news. This is not bad news, folks. This is reality. This is reality of what's going on today. It's reality of the fraud. It's the scope of the depth of the fraud is just over the top, as I said. I don't even know. I can't even think of another word right now. If you can think of another word out there, send it to me on email, because it's beyond comprehension at this point, and I don't know what's going to stop it. Really, the only people that can stop it is us, and that's us, and I'm referring to not just Mortgage Endgame, but I'm referring to those of you out there that own homes that at some point need to draw a line in the sand. And we'll get into that. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm going to ask all of us to think about, at what point do you draw the line in the sand? I mean, during the break, perhaps you can think about that and decide, what is it going to take for you to actually get motivated into action? And there's a number of reasons why a lot of us don't or do, but we'll talk about that too. So MortgageEndgame.com, upper right-hand corner, has all the information. You can email us. You can contact us by phone. Phone number's right up there, 903-962-9070. And you can get a hold of us. Talk to us about what is on your mind as far as a problem you may have with your mortgage, an impending foreclosure, whatever the case may be. And we will get back after these breaks from the commercial sponsors here at Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll talk more about this.
Hi. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And now, back to the movement on Mortgage In-Game Radio with your host, KC.
Radio. If you'd like to call in and speak with us today, 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, this is the deal. The deal is that we have literally gotten to the point now where it doesn't appear that we can turn this country around with what's going on with, because when the rule of law is lost, we've lost it. And at this point, we have homeowners all over the country. We've got people being thrown in jail for petty crimes. We've got one of the largest prison industrial complex on the face of the planet, where we throw people in jail for petty crimes. Yet we've got massive, massive, massive crimes being perpetrated against us in this country right now. And I mean beyond the comprehension of mom and pop America at this point. Those of you that are sitting out there believing that this system has some truth and some integrity to it are hugely mistaken as to what some of the latest information and news has come across my desk. And And I'll give you an example here. First of all, you know, some time ago they came up with this foreclosure review to overlook the documents and to look them over to determine if there were some issues. Now, most of us in the industry dealing with this foreclosure said, okay, well, here we go. Here's just another political feel-good thing that they're going to put out there for everybody to see and talk about, and really it'll be nothing, you know. But I typically don't want to say that something isn't going to work or isn't going to have some positive effect until after it actually gets going. I mean, there's a lot of naysayers even before anything gets underway. The process gets underway. So I don't want to be the guy that stands up there in the beginning. But, you know, in our private conversations, in our minds, just saying, you know, this is just another bone that they throw out there to make people feel good that the government is actually stepping in and they're actually doing something. The regulators are actually doing something. Well, obviously, they've scrapped this foreclosure review. So all of you out there that were told by a number of organizations to go ahead and fill these out, and you know, hopefully you'll get some kind of a response. Now we're starting to understand the depths of this smokescreen that they put up. And when I see this amongst the other news, which I'm going to get into here in a bit, it just burns me to the core. It burns us to the core because I see the rule of law in this country being lost. I mean, I often have, in recent weeks, have quoted Attorney Matt Wiedner out of Florida, who has been very vocal recently, because he's actually even seen, and I have seen his writings and have read his writings and his video post that he's had up regarding what has gone down here. I mean, he is, and it's typical you don't see this, that an attorney is actually going to come out and actually chastise a judge in public. It just doesn't normally happen. These guys, it's a club, and most of us know the club exists. And those of you that hire attorneys and go into the courtroom most likely don't really understand the system, that you think you're going to – that there's a theater going on, you know, and everybody's acting. The other side, your attorney, the judge, they know the rules of the game. It's just you're the only one that doesn't know the outcome. Well, so it's not typical for an attorney to come out. In fact, I've dealt with attorneys before and trying to get them to even write a single line in a letter against another attorney for potential malpractice or for ethics violations is nearly impossible. I mean, I nearly had to, you know, screaming at the top of my lungs to an attorney one time when it was obvious that the ethics violations and the rules that were being and the law were being broken, and my attorney refused to move forward on it. And finally, I got my attorney to move forward, and well, I was able to, after several years, actually bring a case against an attorney. But I guess my point here is I'm digressing here. It's about attorneys, is that it's, that, as I said, it's very atypical for them to come out and talk bad about the judges and the justice system, because this is where they make their money. But in this case, Matt Wiedner has just come out swinging. And I got to give the guy a lot of credit, because he is one of the very few that's actually out there in the public, still practicing, and really has taken the gloves off. And, you know, he's posted and he's making public a lot of the severe deficiencies and fraud in this system. And one of them, obviously, as we all know, it's not just him that's reporting on this. We've also reported on it, is this foreclosure review, which was just another smokescreen. So what has happened to this country, and I can tell you at this point, as I say, it's over the top, and I'm just burning to the core. as I read, and I read into this even more last night and this morning, is that it doesn't matter what you do anymore. As long as you got the money, you're okay. That's just the bottom line. I mean, just take a look at what's going on here. They uncovered, they know they did, they uncovered a lot of problems during this foreclosure review. Now, interesting, actually going to pull this up if I can find it here. There was actually some responses from those inside that were actually hired as part of this foreclosure review. So now as the news gets out, the people that were actually – now you would think that the that those that were hired for this foreclosure review actually knew something. Perhaps they were in the mortgage industry. Maybe they were – and I'm sure there were some of them that were. But it seems more and more at this point that those that were hired were a lot of temporary workers that didn't know the difference between a note and a mortgage. They just didn't know the difference between anything, really, when it came to this. And they were given specific instructions to look for certain things, but not to dig too deep. And in fact, here's a couple of comments from those that worked on the inside. Here's one of them. The independent foreclosure reviewer says, quote, "I have found errors that should be moved up through the ranks, but I am told, quit digging so deep. Put your shovel away. Focus on the questions in scope. The review forms are set up so no harm could ever be found." So there you go. They set it up so that they couldn't, that it doesn't matter what they stuck in front of somebody's face, one of these reviewers, they're not going to find anything wrong. Anyway, he goes on to say it's an equivalent of an attorney presenting his case to a judge with only 20% of the evidence. And he goes on to say that the foreclosed victims don't realize if they don't provide specific dates on the intake forms, their companies are considered their complaints, meaning those from the homeowners, are considered to be general comments out of scope. So it was set up to fail. It's just the bottom line. And most of these supervisors, it appears now, were also either temporary workers looking for full-time work. So there was no desire to actually move these things up the chain or actually dig a little bit deeper to find out what was going on. In fact, it goes on to say here, but another one of the insiders, this is somebody else who was working as an independent reviewer. He says, "I have 15 years industry experience in all facets of mortgage and title industry, He says, "I have 15 years of industry experience in all facets of the mortgage and title industry and just needed a job at the moment." And he goes, "As some of the people brought in with me," he's explaining the others that he's working with, "do not know the difference between a truth in lending statement and a note. It's a shame. These are your reviewers." Exclamation point, exclamation point. "The supervisors don't want any trouble. They are mostly temps too, just trying to get a promotion to full time." Folks, have we lost our minds? We have completely lost it. It's so sickening. It is so disgusting what has happened to us. And what makes me even more sick are those of you out there that I speak to you and you tell me you don't care if fraud's being perpetrated on you. Does that mean, too, that when they come in and break your front door in and kidnap your kids and drag them away with your wife, is that the point where you're going to start caring? I can't get to that.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
And now, back to Mortgage Endgame Radio, where you've joined the movement and will learn how to stop the banks from making you a renter for life.
Okay, if you'd like to call in today, 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you're joining us here for the first time or just recently have come on board with us, it's Mortgage Endgame, mortgageendgame.com. Best place to go at mortgageendgame.com is the upper right-hand corner of the website. Up there you can get the information. You can email us if you don't want to talk to us on the phone. That's fine. You can also download a copy of the white paper, which explains where we've been, where we're going, and what we plan on doing. If you're a little bit confused about what we do, well, first of all, we believe and we know at this point that we've most likely found the perfectible solution to this mortgage crisis for the homeowners. Now, the difference between you getting remedy and not is going to be you. It's going to be you stepping up to the plate and actually doing something about it. And what I was talking about earlier about drawing a line in the sand, at what point are you going to draw that line in the sand now, folks? The news every day just shows that we have out-of-control fraud, and you just pay yourself to out of jail. None of us can do that. None of us homeowners are going to be able to write a check for millions or billions of dollars when they catch, if they caught us doing fraud, because most of us don't do it in the first place. most of the hardworking, honest Americans in this country are trying to do the right thing. And I'm not advocating that you do the wrong thing. I'm just saying, because, you know, from the time I was a child, obviously, always hear two rights don't make a wrong. And I still believe in that. But the point here is that we're in a situation where this out-of-control, unmitigated fraud and criminal behavior is going to affect you. It's going to affect your children. It's going to affect your future. So the question is, at what point will you draw that line in the sand and say enough's enough? Go look at Iceland. Look what they did. They just tossed some bankers in jail. They actually threw them in prison, but it wasn't because some regulatory agency in Iceland did it. It's because they said, you know what? We had enough. We drew the line in the sand, and that is it. You criminal banksters are stealing everything from us. You're stealing our futures, and we're going to do something about it. And they did. But I can tell you right now that you need to draw that line in the sand. You need to grow a pair. And you know what I mean, because I'm not going to say it on the air. This apparatus that has been created to make you a fearful rabbit hiding in the corner isn't going to work. They are planning on taking everything you own, everything you've worked for, everything that you have put your life on for you and your kids. It's as simple as that. And you don't think I'm upset today? Of course I'm upset after reading this. What's going on here? Those that are honest and hardworking can't even get their foot in the door to explain what's going on. And that's one of the reasons why we talked about this last night. We said, you know what? We can keep the pressure on. We can keep the pressure on with Mortgage Endgame, with our members, and with our process and what we're doing, because we're having an effect. If we lose the courts, we've lost everything. Right now, we still have the courts, and we believe that we're going to be successful. Anyway, I'm going to head to a caller before I keep going and digress here. Let's head up to, well, I should say head up. We're going to head across the country to San Francisco to David. Good morning, David. Welcome to Mortgage Endgame Radio.
Hey, howdy, Kevin. Yeah, Happy New Year.
A Happy New Year to you, David. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. I don't know if I called you since the UBS settlement happened, but the opportunity to inform the public about the totality of this scandal is right there with that. And I noticed that in calling up radio talk shows last year, I made almost 125 calls about the LIBOR. And the whole idea that the fraudulent use of interest rates, the fraudulent use of data to set artificial interest rates, basically attacking not only the United States but attacking every nation in the world with fraudulent, it's interesting. If you look at interest rates and reputations. Basically, if you've got if you're a brilliant mind and you've got a lot of skills and you've got a lot of associates and allies that agree on your ability to get a project done, you should have a very low interest rate. And the idea that just some arbitrary organization on the other side of the world, based in London, the LIBOR, can set interest rates for the entire world and essentially slander the entire world is what I'm interested in. Yeah, I hear your music.
Yeah, well, we're going to be going to break. I want you to hang on because I want you to finish your thought.
Yeah, appreciate it.
On the other side of the break here. We're going to our break on the half hour here. We'll be back just a couple of minutes after words from our commercial sponsors.
Your listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, now.
Knowledge is truth, and the truth will set you free. You've joined the movement. Learn how to take back our homes and our land. And now, back to Mortgage In-Game Radio with your host, KC.
All right, welcome back. Mortgage Game Radio at 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in today. And we were discussing just before the break, we started to touch on the LIBOR scandal with the caller, David, from San Francisco. So, David, anyway, let's try to finish your thought here when you were so rudely interrupted.
Well, commerce isn't that rude. It can be quite useful sometimes.
It's a joke. I wasn't trying to be serious there, so go ahead.
No sweat. You know, it's interesting. The problems of the fraud, for the listeners that aren't aware of this, LIBOR is how the world's interest rates are set. And so, apparently the 16 largest banks in the world get together on a regular basis, submit data to this pot, and then apparently an arbitrary person or an unbiased person gathers all of that data and sets the interest rates for the world. Well, if you think about the idea, the opportunity to do price fixing in a situation like that, the LIBOR, they busted the second largest bank in Switzerland the other day, UBS, and even though they can show that they committed fraud a minimum of 800 times and possibly 2,000 times between 2005 to present. They only busted them for one charge of it and fined them $1.5 billion. So the dollar value, though, of their fraud can be seen as between $350 trillion and $500 trillion. So they only fined them $1.5 billion, even though it's potentially, you know, $500 trillion, massive amount of money. So the idea that somebody can slander the entire world with interest rates, since interest rates are supposed to represent your reputation, and an arbitrary group can set everybody in the world's reputation from a distance, is what the issue is. And then when you see the Supreme Court ruling that happened, a couple of years ago about Citizens United, saying that if the reputation of the United States is riding on taxation with representation, the taxation with representation means that we get to elect representatives to work for us, and those guys can be bought and sold just like cheap hookers, then with secret money. You know, it's bad enough that, you know, you can catch somebody giving them the money in their campaign donations, but now with secret money, the most corrupt corporations in the world can buy our politicians from the dog catcher all the way up to the president. That means that the game is just flat fixed. So when you were asking why people don't rise up about a thing like that, I mean, you know, we're talking about one of the biggest possible Gordian knots, one of the biggest confoundations of a democracy that there can be. And the idea that you have to have somebody that proves themselves to be so wise and able that they can pull off untying that Gordian knot is kind of where I'd go with the way you laid out the issue this morning.
Well, I guess my question is, I know Iceland was on a smaller scale than we are, but they took it over. The citizens said we had enough.
Sure.
And I know that, but I don't know, is the mindset in this country different? I talk with people all the time. I mean, I talk with hundreds and hundreds of people on a monthly basis with what's going on with their, and the one common theme that seems to come to me is fear. And fear, number one, and then secondly, the fact that they are not educated, that they don't really know where to turn or what to do. So I think those are two big things. But I also feel that there's probably an aura of helplessness at this point, because we're seeing, as I was talking about today, the number of these criminal organizations and banks that are just paying off or paying their way out of jail. I mean, HSBC is a good example of that. And now this latest thing with the foreclosure review, and they're going ahead and they said, oh, yeah, we'll just throw you another $10 billion. Well, where's the $10 billion coming from of the $25 billion for the 49-state settlement? It's coming out of the back pockets of the taxpayers of this country. I mean, there's just no question about it.
Well, it's interesting because we should be getting into asset forfeiture. And, you know, if somebody caught you with a joint and a boat, the Coast Guard would, you know, confiscate your boat and auction it off. You know, the idea that basically, it's interesting, UBS, I don't know if you caught the editorial that Bloomberg did last weekend,
I didn't.
Ago.
In fact, if you have it, I often just send it over to me at radioshow@mortgageendgame.com.
Okay.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Well, they're actually calling for yanking the corporate charter of UBS. And UBS is a very old bank. It's at least 100 years old. It may be a couple of hundred years old. And to yank the corporate charter of the second largest bank in Switzerland is a profound notion. But the idea that Bloomberg is actually calling for yanking their corporate charter, that really speaks of the sincerity of, you know, that even the big business people have been eaten alive with LIBOR. If you look at, do you remember who David Stockman is?
You know, the name is familiar, but I can't make the connection right
well,
now.
Well, he was Ronald Reagan's financial guy. He was the one that was giving Ronald Reagan his he was even somebody like Karl Rove is seen as kind of like a dumb thug compared to David Stockman. Stockman looked like a professor, actually. Well, it turns out that Stockman got busted about 2 years ago for basically bringing down Detroit. Basically, what he did after he got out of office with Reagan, he started cornering the market on all auto parts in Detroit. You know, basically, Ford never dealt with the suppliers that General Motors used. There were always such a variety of different small businesses, or what you would consider different factories, that would make the mirrors and the radio dials and the interiors and the padding and everything. Every part of the interiors of cars were made by a whole bunch of different factories up in Detroit. Well, David Stockman actually started cornering the market on all the interiors of all the different companies in Detroit, and he then started getting into price fixing. And the idea of outsourcing all of the jobs to China was a result of David Stockman's price fixing. He jacked up the rates so high that he basically forced all of the big three in Detroit to outsource to China. And so here's a guy who claimed to love the free market. He turned out to be a price fixer, and he facilitated the outsourcing of the jobs. And in doing so, then he helped create the opportunity to essentially ruin the economy by getting us fighting nation to nation, when in fact American auto industry used to be quite strong, thank you. And one of the other things that he pulled off, and this gets directly into where you constantly, the purpose of your show is regarding mortgages. In the old days, from 1776 into the 1980s, there were interstate banking laws that said that no bank could do business on the other side of another state line except by express permission by U.S. Congress. The Treasury and the Department of Commerce had complete control over interstate banking. They didn't want Georgia to become a colony of New York, and they didn't even want New Jersey to be a colony of New York. They wanted each county, each state, to have autonomy so that you couldn't create a colony again of any of the states of the nation. Well, Reagan changed that, and he created the interstate banking laws, and they basically tricked us into doing it with the ATM machines. But the idea that now the corporations, as soon as you walk out of Walmart, your money is not only out of town, but it may be out of the nation electronically. And the money doesn't stay in the county anymore, other than the $7.50 an hour or whatever the local clerk's making. But most of that money is sucked right out of town. And so whether it's the small towns or major cities in America are made colonies by these major corporations again. And so the idea that UBS and major banks have got such control over us is because of interstate banking laws that really need to be propped up again. And so the idea of creating local currencies, getting the state legislatures to demand that there be state banks and regional banks, ways that people can maintain a strength of local economies as opposed to being dominated from London again with the LIBOR. So, yeah, it's just along those lines. The solution is a very, it's simple, but it's regaining the strength of the interstate banking laws is where I'd look first.
Well, I just see that these guys on inside the Beltway, they're not working for the American people anymore. It's as simple as that.
And, right.
And they're working for the corporations and banks. And one of the things that from what I understand was that, and I don't remember exactly when this actually occurred, but there was a time when the charters of corporations were looked at on a regular basis, and that was, I guess that was probably at some point, and if I'm sure some callers are going to correct me on this, maybe about the time it was either New Jersey or Delaware. I don't remember which one it is now. I'd have to go back and look at, more or less did away with that oversight every 5 to 10 years where they would look at whether or not a corporation was in public interest. And we've gotten to the point now with these corporations obviously are not in the public interest and they can continue with the criminal behavior and just pay themselves to get out of jail.
Right.
And none of us can do that.
The cost
and,
of doing business.
I guess my question to you would be, you know, what would be the line in the sand for you?
Well, I go back so far that, a couple of my kids are dead thanks to this kind of colony economics. So, you know, I hold a long grudge against Reagan and these creeps that have constantly essentially ruined the history, the education system so that the kids are not educated in basic history. I mean, when you think about it, the banking laws seem a little bit obscure, but that should be something that's basically taught in civics class, that you want to have a local economy that's so inviolable that nobody can break apart your local economy through colony economics. That it used to be that some small town in Kansas actually had a lot of strength because there were no interstate bankers, that even the, what do you call it, the and the grain merchants may pull some shenanigans once in a while, but there weren't subsidies to actually crush the prices. There were a lot of different opportunities to keep local economies strong, but as soon as those interstate banking laws were torn apart, the money could be yanked over state lines. And then the state attorney generals couldn't get that money back except for lawsuits that might take 50 years. And so the idea that we have to get interstate banking back on the table as an issue is one of those major things. My kids died in Colorado thanks to a kind of boom and bust thing. You know, you have a busy mining town and then all of a sudden it becomes a ghost town. And that kind of economics was solely based upon fraudulent economics tied with interstate banking. And as the town dried up, then all of a sudden healthcare dried up, and, you know, we lost kids because of that. So, you know, you look all across America where infant mortality is now higher than some African countries in America. American infant mortality is like number 83 or something like that, as opposed to, you know, just 20 years ago, we were number 3 in the world for being one of the safest countries in the world for infant mortality. Now we're like number 83, and we're getting worse, you know, as people are laughing about whether or not we should have health care in this system, you know, whether we should tear apart Obamacare and go back to these insurance companies that have created this murderous reign. I think most people are scared to death about the current situation, and they're standing back waiting for some good advice before anything comes of it. And as a matter of fact, have I ever talked to you about Jubilee as an opportunity?
No, you haven't. But I would suggest if you want to talk to me about it, just give me a call directly.
Sure.
And we can talk about it off the air because
yes.
I got a few minutes here, and I wanted to hear, you know, what you had to say. And obviously, you made a lot of good points today regarding a number of issues, which you know, tie together here.
Yeah. Well, it's organized crime's running the show, and we've got to buck them. So, hey, well, good week. I'll give you a holler back another show. And oh,
right.
Tell me again what you wanted me to email you. It was about LIBOR?
Yeah, I guess you had something from Bloomberg or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Bloomberg article on that. Yeah, it's real easy to find. Bloomberg, UBS, corporate charter, something like that would get it real easy. Yeah, I'll shoot that over.
Okay, great.
Good week.
Thanks for the call. You take care. All right, well... David had quite a few thoughts today to pass on to us. And obviously there's a lot of different thoughts about how this thing, how we can fix this thing. And, you know, latest, I'm looking at, which was, like I said, I'm over the top today with a lot of this. It looks like the outgoing Attorney General, Mark Shurtleff, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, on his way out of office now, has reversed the state's position, and he's personally signed on to a settlement in a foreclosure lawsuit that Bank of America appeared to be losing big time. Apparently he's got a job with the banks after he leaves office. So it just goes to show you, so many of you have come to me and said, well, I'm going to file complaints with the Attorney General. I'm like, good luck. You think 49 of these Attorney Generals signed off on the settlement with the banks? If any of them had any kind of integrity, or maybe, I guess there's one out there that does. Anyway, we going to break. We got a couple minutes on the other side of the break, and we'll be back with you to finish up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
And now, back to the movement on Mortgage In-Game Radio with your host, KC.
And if you I've been listening to us today. Obviously, we've been talking about just the over-the-top fraud that's been going on today. And I was going to finish up today and actually continue on that presentation that was given by the Register of Deeds in Massachusetts, which was really important for those of you out there to hear. I'm going to try to get to that tomorrow and finish that up and discuss some of the final points and important points that John O'Brien and his number two, Kevin Harvey, there in the Register of Deeds in Southern Essex County in Massachusetts had to say. But one of the things that I guess another thing that put me over the top today was this article out of the Salt Lake Tribune, and it talks about the outgoing attorney general there in Utah, Attorney General Mark Shurtleff, I believe it's pronounced. But it apparently he personally signed onto a settlement in a foreclosure case with Bank of America that appeared to be losing. So what has happened here is he's on his way out, and they're saying that the practical effect of his move, the attorney general's move, the outgoing attorney general, according to an attorney who had filed the lawsuit, is to weaken Utah's ability to enforce state law. It also weakens the state's position in other lawsuits challenging foreclosures carried out by Recon Trust Company, which is a arm of Bank of America's foreclosure division. So the members of the attorney general's office said that Shurtleff's actions blindsided them, but they declined to comment publicly as to, you know, the specifics of that. The office had previously successfully intervened in the case as a plaintiff and argued that Recon Trust had violated state law in foreclosing on Utah homeowners Timothy and Jennifer Bell. And the U.S. District Judge, Judge Bruce Jenkins, who's presided over the case, issued a strong ruling in favor of the homeowners in the state's position. And the Assistant Attorney General's conducting the state's case had hoped to keep it alive for a final ruling by Jenkins before a likely appeal to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals for a definite decision that would guide other similar lawsuits. But Shurtleff, the outgoing attorney general, leaves office on Monday and announced that he'll join an international law firm of Troutman Sanders LLP. Wouldn't you know it, that Troutman Sanders LLP just happens to regularly represent none other than Bank of America. Of course, the outgoing attorney general was very combative. On Wednesday, and he said that there was no connection between his action in the Utah foreclosure case and the clients of his new law firm. And he's portraying his benevolent decision as one that saved the state resources by not pursuing a case and taking taxpayer dollars. Gee, wasn't that nice of him on the way out? Basically, most of those in this circle are saying that this appears to be some type of midnight pardon. Kind of looks that way to me, too. It walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck. It probably is a duck. And in this case, it is probably a duck. Anyway, that's it for today. MortgageEndgame.com. Give us a call. Check out the website. We appreciate you listening to us today. We'll be here same time, same place tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day, and take control of your future.